And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 20th of October, 2016. It's the birthday of Ferdinand Joseph Lamenth, New Orleans, 1890, better known as Jelly Roll Morton, great piano player, playing in the bars and brothels of New Orleans, wearing his turquoise coat, a Stetson hat, and tight striped pants. One of the biggest names in jazz in the 1920s, and the first true jazz composer, because he was the first to go beyond improvisation to write down jazz tunes. King Porter Stomp, Black Bottom Stomp, New Orleans Blues, the original Jelly Roll Blues. It was on this day, 1892, big parade in Chicago to dedicate the World's Columbian Exposition commemorating the 400th anniversary of Columbus's arrival in the Americas. It was at the Columbian Exposition that Juicy Fruit Gum was first shown to the public, and Cracker Jack, and Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer, and Cream of Wheat. It was the debut of the Ferris Wheel, invented by George Washington Gage Ferris, Jr., 264-foot-tall wheel. It was at that exposition that Gottlieb Daimler displayed an automobile powered by combustion engine. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Pinsky, Long Branch, New Jersey, 1940, grew up reading dictionaries. He said, "Read as much as you want. This word reminds you of that word. You could just wander. It didn't matter if you lost your place. It wasn't tyrannical, like a story." Robert Pinsky, who said, "Poetry takes care of itself. All art does. That is paramount. In a survival race, I'm quite sure poetry will long outlast reality TV and Twitter." It's the birthday of John Dewey, Burlington, Vermont, 1859, the father of progressive education, combining learning with doing, treating children as individuals, teaching them how to live as members of a community. John Dewey once gave a speech in which he said there was so much knowledge at universities because the freshmen brought everything they knew to college with them, and the seniors never took anything away. It's the birthday of the singer Adelaide Hall, born New York City, 1901, who did the wordless solo on Duke Ellington's Creole Love Call. And it's the birthday of the composer Charles Ives, Danbury, Connecticut, 1874, who put hymns and college songs and gospel revival songs, military marches, into his compositions. Charles Ives, who said, "Awards are merely the badges of mediocrity." Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry entitled "Goods." "It's the immemorial feelings I like the best. Hunger, thirst, their satisfaction, work weariness, earned rest, the falling again from loneliness to love, the green growth the mind takes from the pastures in March, the gaiety in the stride of a good team of Belgian mares that seems to shudder from me through all my ancestry." "Goods" by Wendell Berry, from his new collected poems, published by Counterpoint and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games, from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.